सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति।
निशान्त चैप्टर 5 वर्सेस 1 टू 5।
अर्जुन उवाच सन्यासं कर्मणां कृष्ण पुनर्योगं च संशसि। यश्रेय एतयोरेकं तन्मे ब्रूहि सुनिश्चितम्। अर्जुन उवाच सन्यासं कर्मणां कृष्ण पुनर्योगं च शंससि यश्रेय एतयोरेकं तन्मे ब्रूहि सुनिश्चितम्। श्री भगवानुवाच सन्यास कर्मयोगश्च निःश्रेयसकराबुभौ तयोस्तु कर्मसन्न्यासात् कर्मयोगो विशिष्यते। श्री भगवानुवाच सन्यासकर्मयोगश्च निःश्रेयसकराबुभौ तयोस्तु कर्मसन्न्यासात् कर्मयोगो विशिष्यते। येयस्य नित्यसन्न्यासी यो न द्वेष्टि न कांक्षति निर्द्वन्द्वो हि महाबाहो सुखं बन्धात् प्रमुच्यते। येयस्य नित्यसन्न्यासी यो न द्वेष्टि न कांक्षति निर्द्वन्द्वो हि महाबाहो सुखं बन्धात् प्रमुच्यते। सांख्ययोगौ पृथग्बालाः प्रवदन्ति न पण्डिताः एकमप्यास्थितः सम्यक् उभयोर्विन्दते फलम्। सांख्ययोगौ पृथग्बालाः प्रवदन्ति न पण्डिताः एकमव्यास्थितः सम्यक् उभयोर्विन्दते फलम्। यत्साङ्ख्यैः प्राप्यते स्थानम् तद्योगैरपि गम्यते। एकं साङ्ख्यं च योगं च यः पश्यति स पश्यति। यत्साङ्ख्यैः प्राप्यते स्थानम् तद्योगैरपि गम्यते एकं साङ्ख्यं च योगं च यः पश्यति स पश्यति।
This fifth chapter entitled as Karma Sanyasa Yoga, the Yoga of Renunciation of Action. You see the line of thought. The first chapter is called as Arjuna Vishada Yoga, Yoga of Arjuna's mental despondency. Arjuna was ready to begin the battle. At that time he told Lord Krishna, take the chariot and place it in between both the armies. I would like to see who all have come to fight. When the Lord takes the chariot and places it between, he sees Bhishma, Drona, very good people also on the other side whom he had to kill. And Bhishma is his great grandfather who is granted the throne for which they are fighting, and Drona is his guru. He had to kill these people, so he thought it's a terrible thing to do, he'll be committing a sin. Therefore he started justifying his stance to leave the battle, escape from the obligation. Lord Krishna was just listening to Arjuna put forth his argument. He did not say anything against Arjuna's argument in the entire first chapter. Then in the second chapter, when Arjuna's argument subsided, he kept quiet. Then Lord whipped him. Then also he did not give lecture. He whipped him with his powerful words, asking how on earth in a such a crisis situation have you chosen to leave the obligation? I don't approve. Indirectly saying I don't approve. Second chapter entitled as Sankhya Yoga. Then Arjuna comes to the point and says, how can I kill Bhishma, Drona and all these people? They are worthy of worship. At the same time, I know being in the Grihastha Ashrama, I should not be begging. If I leave the battle and live on Bhiksha, then I am committing sin. If I am fighting the battle, then I have to kill these people, then also I am committing sin. So, I am in such a terrible condition where I have to choose between devil and the deep sea. Either way, I am committing sin. So, which is good, I don't know. So, he surrenders. Tell me what is good for me. I don't know what is the right thing to do. When he surrenders to Lord Krishna in verse 7 of chapter 2, then the Lord gave Gita from verse 11 of chapter 2. Actual Gita starts from verse 11, chapter 2. There he gave jnana, because he diagnosed the problem of Arjuna being ignorance of the Atma, ignorance of one's own nature, for which the direct solution is jnana. So he gave the jnana. Then he said this jnana has to be gained by gaining yogyata to gain that jnana. And to gain that jnana, what is the yogyata? What will give you that yogyata or qualification? Karma yoga will bring you to that stage. So he started talking about karma yoga. At that time, Arjuna interfered and said, please explain to me about man of perfection. Then Lord Krishna spoke about man of perfection in the last few verses of chapter 2. Then again he comes back to karma yoga. Remember, karma yoga qualifies you to come to a stage where you are matured enough to be given this highest philosophy. You see in Vedas, Vedas have mantras, brahmanas, aranyaka, upanishad, four bhavas. Mantra bhava, brahmana bhava, aranyaka bhava and upanishad bhava. The mantra bhava is sound vibrations and the brahmana and aranyaka bhava is full of dualistic portion. So, when a person is in brahmacharya ashrama, we can, supposing we expect everybody to live 100 years, we can say, first 25 years brahmacharya, next 25 years grahastha, next 25 years vanaprastha, then last 25 years sannyas. Through sannyas you attain moksha, let us say. So the first 25 years, all they teach is the Vedas. They simply memorize the Vedas and they are only made to chant the mantras and do ritualistic portion in the Grihastha Ashrama. By preparing oneself to action, one goes beyond action. Only then you come to the stage of renunciation of action. Till then, you are not at all spoken Vedanta, the anti portion of Vedas, which is Upanishads. In the Upanishads, the emphasis is on Sannyas Dharma. Bhagavad Gita is alright because Bhagavad Gita emphasizes on Karma Yoga. Though it also talks about Sannyas, but the emphasis is what? Karma Yoga, doing the action. What we call as renunciation in action. Renunciation of action is sannyasa ashram. Are you with me? Karma sannyasa is called renunciation of action. Renunciation in action is yoga. You can look at it that way. When we say renunciation in action in yoga, what exactly is being renounced there? Action is not renounced. Then what is renounced? The fruit. Karma falatyaga is karma yoga. Karma sannyasa is sannyasa yoga. Are you with me? So, in brahmacharya, you are taught the entire Vedas and you memorize it. You are not explaining the Upanishads there. Then, you through the Veda Purvam Bhava, which is Mantra, Brahmana and Aranyaka, you prepare yourself in the Grahastha Ashrama and also in the Vanaprastha Ashrama. Then you become eligible to go to Karma Sannyasa Ashrama. So that is why in the third chapter he spoke again on Karma Yoga. He explained to us what is Karma Yoga. Nobody can escape from action. Everybody is full of this vasana, samskaras, habits. Your habits will not leave you. Therefore, by simply keeping quiet, you are only going to become a hypocrite. So instead of turning into a hypocrite, you might as well do the action in the spirit of yajna. So in the third chapter, which is Karma Yoga, he spoke about all this. And in the fourth chapter, he explained what is that yajna. The fourth chapter is called as Jnana Karma Sannyasa Yoga. So with the knowledge, you act. With the awareness, you act. When you do an action, when the awareness is not backing the action, then the desire takes over. When the desire takes over, then you become anxious of the fruit. Therefore, whenever you say Karma Yoga is Karma Falatyaga Yoga, which means renouncing the fruit. Renouncing the fruit is not possible if you are doing the action without awareness. So you must do the action. You must do the action with awareness. And while doing the action, you understand that only action doing is in my hands. The result depends on so many other factors. So understanding this, I don't give my thoughts into the fruit. I do my action, and as a result, every action will have some result. So as a result, I may get failure or success, whatever. I accept the failure or success. So with dedication for the welfare of the entire universe, I do an action with awareness. Then as a result, whatever is given, I accept the fruit as prasad. This is called Karma Yoga. And then he emphasized on yajna in the fourth chapter, Jnana Karma Sannyasa Yoga, where he said about 12 sadhanas he spoke. We have seen that in detail. Then now, if you have not just gone through these things, if you have gone through and allowed the subject that you studied to go through you, you going through is not enough. That has to go through you. If it has gone through you, meaning if you have imbibed it, you lived like these principles that were spoken in your life in the Grahastha Ashrama, then slowly your mind matures. You go and read verse number 26, chapter 3. He says, let not the wise man unsettle the minds of the ignorant. Instead, what should he do? Let him do his actions attractive. We do ulta. We don't set an example, but we lecture. Whereas he says, let the wise man not go and unsettle the ignorant. Why? Why do you think he's saying that don't unsettle the minds of the ignorant who are attached to action? Ignorant means they are attached to action. They are deluded. They don't know that they are Atma, and Atma is not a doer. It is a Prakriti which is doing various activities. They don't know all these things. As a result of which, they are deluded and they are ignorant, continuously attached and acting. But a wise man knows that he is Atma, which is Akarta, Prakriti is doing, as a result of which he detaches. Now the problem comes, knowing that you are Atma, which doesn't do anything, if you stop acting, then he said in verse number 21, chapter 3, Yadyad Acharati Shreshtaha Tattadeva Itarajanaha Sayat Pramanam Kurute Lokas Tadanu Vartate. Whatever the leader does, that alone the followers will do. Whatever leader sets as a standard, that will be taken up as a standard by everybody else. This is what he said. So if you see these two verses, 21 and 26 and in between also, basically he is trying to drive home this point. When a person is not mature, developed enough, if you give him Veda Anta, the chances are he will become indifferent and not detached. Because a detached person continues to act. This Lord Krishna himself said, though I have nothing to do in the three worlds, there is nothing unattained has to be attained by me, yet I continue to do action. So a jnani could be in the lifestyle of grihastha, or a jnani could have taken the lifestyle of sannyasa. These two are lifestyles. Remember this very carefully. They are called nishta, lifestyles. Lifestyles are grihastha lifestyle, being very much in the world, activity oriented lifestyle. Other is sannyasa lifestyle, where you have withdrawn yourself from your family, everything. Now if you see in our tradition, even sannyasis continue to do activities. Though they have known, especially those who are in a mature state of sannyas, they are jnanis only. They could stop acting, but they never do that. They continue acting, their prarabdha continues to act. For example, you could have seen Swami Chinmayananda. He was a sannyasi, but from morning, early morning 4 o'clock till night around 12 o'clock, very much acting to propagate this knowledge for the welfare of the world, continuously doing so many activities. So the activity area may differ, but both continue to act. The jnanis acted completely detached, sannyasis, because they are mature, they've seen it all, they've grown beyond the action. When a person is not completely mature, if you go and give this Vedanta philosophy, the depth, what is there? Anyway, even Alexander died after conquering the world. The best of prime ministers had to die after conquering the whole world, after inventing the nuclear weapons and everything and conquering this place and that place, still those fellows have to die. Hitler died. Supposing you talk like this, what will happen is, even though you are saying, and when you die, Atma doesn't die, only the body dies, all these things, a matured person understands and continues to be responsible without being having that feeling of sense of indispensability. He will be responsible minus sense of indispensability. But an unprepared person, he becomes lazy, indolent, lethargic, and starts justifying. What is there in the world? There is nothing. Anyway, everybody has to die. You know, he starts talking like that. So never ever go and unsettle the minds of the ignorant. Instead, what you should do? You should continue your activities in such a way that it is attractive. That is what even people who took up sannyas, they did so many activities by inspiring us also to continue to act. Thus, it was indicated in the third chapter to us that the most important thing is you should not give up actions till you have risen to a certain height. Fruit in the tree, when it is raw, it doesn't detach itself. But when the fruit matures and ripens, then it detaches from the branch. So you have to allow the fruit to get ripened. So in the beginning, you have to send people into towards activity. And when they act, and when they achieve something, and when they grow, meet success, develop many things around them, and then also they face a lot of failures, insults, all this put together matures a person slowly. Then he starts questioning what is in wealth. Otherwise, it is like saying grape is sour. You have not seen it. You don't know what it is. If somebody works for it and gives it to you, you will be happy. You do not want to work for it. Unless you work, you wouldn't know how much your mind gets involved in it. The repercussions of it. A simple thing like even organizing a Gita lecture. Supposing I tell you, organize one Gita lecture. You will organize. Few of you get together and organize. But while 3-4 people put together, work together to organize a Gita lecture for the welfare of the whole universe, including them, there also they get involved and politics starts. You understand? Then you realize how slowly your mind is getting involved. What is the purpose? What is the meaning? Such questions will naturally start coming. Then you have to, you are qualified. Then you go to Jnana Yoga. That doesn't mean when you are in Karma Yoga Marga, in Grihastha Ashrama, you are not at all going to take in knowledge. But the proportion varies. You are now not, your mind is not fully available to be spending more time in Jnana. So you will be spending more in activity, very little time you will spend for Jnana. Now slowly when you mature, the whole thing will reverse. In both cases, Karma Yoga will also be there, Jnana Yoga will also be there. Karma Yoga will take you to more Jnana, and more Jnana ultimately takes you to liberation. This is the route. You can't say, do I have to choose between Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga? There is no choice. You have to do both. What will be more predominant in you? Now, when there are too many desires, you are more qualified for Karma Yoga, being in the world. About 3-4 days ago, I read a small joke in this Times of India newspaper. One boy comes back from school and is asking his father, "Dad, where did I come from?" So father thinks for a while, what is he asking? How do I answer this question? He's asking, where do I come from? He's a small boy. Do I start lecturing on the facts of life or what do I do? He's confused. He thinks about it for a while. Then he says, anyway, he's asking, so let me explain everything. Then he goes about explaining everything in detail. Where did he come from? Then he asks, the dad is asking the son, after explaining the whole thing, why did you ask? The son says, I asked this because one of my friends told he came from Mumbai. In other words, the question seems to be very pertinent. But the boy really didn't mean that. You understand? Similarly, many of us ask questions which may be existential questions. Where did I come from? Where do I go? Especially we ask these questions sometimes very often out of curiosity and very often out of times when something goes wrong in our life. Somebody very close to us dies, or some sickness, some challenge comes up in business, something like that happens. Suddenly life throws up challenge. Isn't it? Everything will be going on fine. Suddenly some challenges and the whole life turns afterwards, after that problem. At that time you will start asking questions. And that is also not coming from within. When the problem and everything is sorted out, then you don't really care for the existential questions. After having done with everything, when these questions become really from the depth, they come from your depth, at that time you are really eligible for Upanishads. Otherwise, the chances are, instead of going to sattva, you will go to tamas. That is why Swami Vivekananda said, go play football. Very famous statement made by Swami Vivekananda is, go play football, especially in our country. If you notice, tamas is prevalent everywhere. A file doesn't move, nothing moves. It should take hardly few minutes or few hours to get the work done, but it takes months. But if there is a philosophical lecture somewhere, all is not enough. Any of the TV channels you switch on, all these jagrans inviting lakhs and lakhs of people. We should be a country which has so much of sattva, which means there should be so much of activity. But where is the action here? Hardly any action. So this is because either wrong people understanding the philosophy wrongly. This is the reason. As a result of which, they have stopped. So this thought flow, if you carefully see, after giving knowledge, you must qualify to gain that knowledge. Hence he talked on karma yoga. And through karma yoga practice in your life, you must have come to a level where you are eligible to listen to karma sannyasa yoga. And if you do karma sannyasa yoga, you will come to a stage where you will be able to do meditation. Hence the next chapter is dhyana yoga. This is the talk. So in this chapter, the very small chapter, it's only 29 verses in total, there he discusses very much in detail about yogi, sannyasi, jnani, how each one acts and how one attains that supreme being, what is the state of supreme being, and how renunciation precedes meditation and realization. Basically, you need to understand this thought flow very well. You don't go to sannyasa ashrama, you may not take up sannyas akar rog, but the sannyas will germinate in you if you go through karma yoga. You may still continue to be in grihastha ashrama, but as far as all practical purposes, inside you are a sannyasi. One advantage is there when you have not taken up akar rog. What is that? Remember, akar rog is a one-way traffic. That is why very careful, one-way traffic. That is why very carefully they say, if you wish to take up akar rog, meaning sannyas, as a lifestyle, you have to go and take the blessings of the Guru, and only Guru will initiate you to take to sannyas. Nowadays all these things are being flouted. You can become a sannyasi very easily. But then, from grihastha you can go to sannyas. From sannyas you can come to grihastha. Akar rog. The saffron cloth. Right? The point is, sannyas is not defined by the clothes you wear. It's a mature state of mind. That's what it means. Sannyas means growth. When a flower matures and becomes a fruit, the petals of the flower automatically falls. But by forcibly plucking the petals, will the flower become a fruit? It will not. If you do that to your life, forcibly remove all your jewels, all the colored clothes and wear white, forcibly you can do that, then what will happen? You will become a frustrated, repressed individual, not doing good for yourself, definitely not going to do good for the society. You will be rather harming people. That is why they say, when Vedanta is given to people who are not ready for it, instead of benefiting them, it will harm them. And when they are harmed, they will harm others also. That's the problem. That is why it is always emphasized, find the qualification and then give. When Swami Vivekananda was invited to come and speak in different places, especially abroad, at the time Swami Ramakrishna Paramahamsa had given up his body, so he could not take blessings from his guru. So he went to his to Mother Sharada Devi, Guru's wife, Guru Ma. So he asked her, I need your blessings and permission. Go into the world and spread this knowledge. I've been invited. So what shall I do? Shall I go? She did not answer the question. She said, go to the kitchen and get a knife. I'm cutting vegetables now. I need a knife. Please get a knife. So he went to the kitchen and brought the knife. And he gave it to her. Then immediately she said, you are ready to go. You can go. Sir, what do you mean? When you gave the knife, you kept the pointed side to yourself and handed down the holder side to me. The wooden side to me. You are ready. Otherwise you would have given the pointed side to me. You then are not ready. You are not mature. So you, when you give out, always remember, firstly listen and absorb like a river. There should be no hurry in giving. River just goes on filling itself, receiving, 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 and saturates. It doesn't go and announce, now I'm full, please somebody come and take water from me. It doesn't announce. We go to the river and draw water from the river through pipes and all that. Exactly like that, first listen, understand, absorb, fill yourself with that. That is the most essential aspect in communication. Having understood the subject very well, then if you are in a situation where you have to give a lecture or communicate that to somebody else, you have to communicate the subject you understood to this person. So you have to come down to the level of that receiver. And from the receiver's point, the knowledge you understood has to be communicated. That's the challenge in communication. Independently, you would have understood the subject. If you talk from your level, that fellow, thereafter, every time he looks at you, even the mention of your name, he will get a heart attack. Oh my God, this fellow is going to come now. You have to come down to his level and communicate. Right? So, you are ready. You can go now. Similarly, when the student went to the master and said, teach me Atma Vidya. In Kathopanishad also, Nachiket, when he asked Yama about the Karmakanda portion and all was taught. But when he said, give me Atma Vidya, Yama did not give him. Immediately, Lord Yama did not give him. He said, Are you are so young. Take all this wealth. He got disgusted and turned his head. Then there were so many women. Enjoyment. If you want to take all of them, you can take. He said, you may need them, keep them. Can you give me Atma Vidya? Don't waste my time. Then Yama was so inspired and then he gave Kathopanishad. Adi Shankara in Atma Bodha says, Tapo Bhikshina Papanam, Shantanam, Vitaraginam, Mumukshu. All these qualities he mentions. The beginning itself. If he has these qualifications, then give him Atma Bodha. Or to the extent you have these qualities, then you become eligible for Atma Vidya. Without all these things, simply in your flying in the aircraft, suddenly you are bored, you have to travel anyway, 8 hours, or what to do. And you happen to see one Swami sitting next to you going to that place to give lecture. Then you started asking, what is this Bhagavad Gita? What is this Atma Bodha? No Swami will teach you. You have to find whether you are qualified or not. Even Jesus Christ said, don't cast pearls before swine. They do not understand what it is. So therefore, very carefully prepare yourself through Karma Yoga and then come to Karma Sannyasa Yoga. In fact, you can't plan it. You can't plan, okay, 75, when I turn 75, I'm going to take up sannyas. You can't plan that way. Sannyas should happen naturally. Right? You don't plan, I will grow to this level of sannyas at this age. It can happen few years before, it can happen few years later. And when it happens, you automatically know. Just like when you wake up, you know that you have woken up. So when you have matured, you automatically know. That is when you will also genuinely withdraw. Otherwise your withdrawal will be a farce. So with this introduction, let us get to this chapter, Karma Sannyasa Yoga. Where Karma Sannyasa will be emphasized, but also in and through that, Lord Krishna very intelligently, because he is answering Arjuna, he will be equally emphasizing what? Karma Falatyagam. Note down this. Karma Yoga means Karma Falatyagam, not Karma Tyagam. Karma is done, but the fruit is renounced. Karma Sannyasa means even that very action is given up. They are now into deep study, reflection, etc. That sort of activity, not the activity of earning money, trying to find security. You understand? Initially when your mind is thinking that security is in wealth, you will be running to gain that. Then when your mind understands that it is not in the wealth or any of these things, then it will, when it understands what is the real security, then it will want to seek that. So their activity will be in seeking that. Your activity will be in the mundane level. But attitude has changed. That is why it's called as Karma Yoga. Otherwise it is just karma. Verse number 1, chapter 5. Arjuna uvacha,
sanyasam karmanam krishna, punaryogam cha samshasi, yashreya etayorekam, tanme bruhi sunishchitam, Arjuna uvacha, sanyasam karmanam krishna, punaryogam cha samshasi, yashreya etayorekam, tanme bruhi sunishchitam. Arjuna vacha, Arjuna said. Arjuna is asking Lord Krishna here, O Krishna, you praise renunciation of action, karma sannyasa, and again yoga. Yoga here means karma yoga. Karma phala tyagam, path of action. Tell me conclusively, nishchitam bruhi, sunishchitam bruhi. Tell me conclusively, certainly, which of the two is better? Right? Now, remember, the questioner. Never ever forget the questioner. I told you, communication is from the level of the recipient. Arjuna is waiting to escape. Arjuna wants Krishna to tell him, Karma Sannyasa is the best. What you need to notice here is, Krishna himself is a grahastha. Arjuna is also a grahastha. And no better person than Krishna can be, knowing fully well about Arjuna. He knows very well about Arjuna. His mind is not thinking about the superior things. Very much in the world. Because the situation is like this, that he had to eliminate his guru, great grandfather, difficulties have. Therefore he is trying to escape. He will not be able to practice karma sannyasa. Temporarily he will be fine. Then he will come back to the square one. So Arjuna is asking, remember the questioner, what is he asking? O Krishna, if I heard you correctly all this while, you have been praising karma sannyasa also, jnanam, sankhya and all this. At the same time, you are also talking about karma yoga. Which of the two is better? What do you see in this verse? Don't you think he asked this question already? In the third chapter he asked. Huh? Jayasi chet karma nasthe mata buddhir janatana tapkim karma ni gore maam neho jayasi keshava vyamishrene va vakyena buddhim moha yasi vame tadekam pada nischitya yena shriyoham apnina. He asked this. Then Lord Krishna answered, Lokesmin Dvidha Nishta Pura Prakta Mayanaga Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam Karma Yogena Yoginam. For people who are active, Karma Yoga. For people who are mature, introverted, Jnana Yoga. Since not everybody is 100% extroverted, 100% introverted, you have to do both. But the predominance change. In the beginning it's more of Karma Yoga, then it is more of Jnana Yoga. But both does Karma Yoga as well as Jnana Yoga. Both will have to do this. Right? This is what he explained. After all this, Arjuna has not understood. Still harping, still expecting that deep inside he feels Karma Sannyasa is the best. Now the thing is, even if it is the best, am I ready for it? Of course it is good if you go and get doctorate from a college. But you have not even joined a school. You are only 2.5 years old, 3 years old. You have to go through nursery, you have to go through all the things, elementary school, then middle school, then high school, then higher secondary, then graduation, post graduation, then comes BSc. The question is not which is best. The question should be which is best for me. You understand? Always remember this. This is what Inari is asking. And keeping this in mind only, Krishna also, God Krishna also, Guru also answers. So the question, and he says conclusively. Why conclusively? Firstly, remember, he is a military person, Kshatriya, action oriented. Ours is not to ask the question why, but to do and die. That is what Kshatriya is all about. Ours is not to ask the question why, but to simply do and die. Now, Shastras do not want to give you things directly. They want you to think about it. That is why I also say, simply just like that, don't ask questions in the class. Think about it. Suffer with the question. Then ask. Try to reflect. Then it's a different matter altogether. Then you will really imbibe. You would have already answered your question, but you probably needed clarification. That's a different matter. But you have thought about it. But just like that you ask, you will not benefit. Maybe others will benefit if they are being reflective. It is very important that you suffer with the question for a while. Genuinely put in that effort to reflect. So Arjuna is saying, don't give me choice, because choosing becomes difficult. The moment we are given a choice, big problem, isn't it? Actually, we call ourselves the shepherd of creation because we have this intellect with which we can make choices. Animal cannot make a choice. A tiger cannot make a choice whether to be a vegetarian or a non-vegetarian. Similarly, deer, you understand? The human being has a choice. But the problem is, choice, when you do not know how to make, what is a blessing becomes a curse. In the case of animals, they don't have a choice. Therefore, there is no question of karma binding them. But since we have choice, therefore we have a question of karma binding us. So if you look at it from that angle, always we want, that is why we like lectures more than reading and reflect. Because in lecture, the other fellow will have to reflect and talk. You don't have to bother that much. But when you will have to sit and study, ask the questions why, what, when, where, how, which, and then try to find answers, struggle, it requires a lot of patience. It requires a lot of development of your mind. So therefore, we always say, you decide for me. You decide. Don't make me think.
Responsibility.
Yes. Because with choice, responsibility is there. Right? That is one of the reasons why everybody prefers to be in sannyas. You want half the cake and eat it, right? You do not want responsibility. You want grihastashram, huh? The pleasures, the security, everything that you get in grihastashram also you want. But you do not want responsibility. That is not possible.
So, tell me conclusively, he says, therefore, don't give me choice.
All the more in this situation. Generally itself, when we are relaxed, then itself choosing becomes difficult. But in a situation like this, when I am on the battlefield, I'm not in a conducive level to think now. Isn't it? So he says, tell me conclusively, certainly, which of the two is better? The famous problem that Hamlet had is what? Had was what? To be or not to be. He was thinking, should I kill my uncle? Then he decided he should kill. And when he goes to kill him, he finds his uncle praying to God. At that time he feels, if I kill him, he will go to heaven. I should not kill. This is the biggest problem all of us face. Indecision. Eternally. Going on and on and on. Indecision. Many a times, the fact that you've made some choice, you feel some 20 kilos have been taken off from your body. You made a choice. Finished. But before that, it's such a big tension. Right? So he says, please tell me conclusively which of the two is
next verse. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Sanyasa Karma Yogascha, Sanyasa Karma Yogascha, Nishreyasa Karabhubhau, Nishreyasa Karabhubhau, Tayostu Karma Sanyasat, Tayostu Karma Sanyasat, Karma Yogo Vishishyate, Yogo Vishishyate, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Sanyasa Karma Yogascha, Nishreyasa Karabhubhau, Tayostu Karma Sanyasat, Karma Yogo Vishishyate. The Blessed Lord said, the Blessed Lord replied to Lord Krishna's question, Arjuna's question. The Lord answered, both renunciation, karma sannyasa, and yoga, karma phala tyaga, yoga of action, lead to supreme bliss. Firstly, understand Arjuna, both will give you that supreme bliss. But of the two, yoga of action is superior to renunciation of action. See, Lord's answer. I told you, always when you answer the question, you must keep the questioner in mind. That is why I brought the joke also. The questioner is a small boy and he is asking, where did I come from? You don't have to give all the explanations. He is not an adult. You just give something else at his level. Are you with me? Otherwise, you will be giving one big philosophy. So he says, Arjuna is a man of action, full of desires. In a temporary situation, he has become suddenly a little interested in withdrawal, or more interested in withdrawal. Therefore, you can't advise him to withdraw. You have to push him more into activity only. Right? So that is what Krishna is trying to do here.
When a question is asked, you must answer the questioner, question according to the level of the questioner. And for Arjuna, which of the two is better?
Action.
Therefore, he says, Karma Yoga is superior to Karma Sannyasa.
So, deep down, we have the desire to win. Is that the reason of desire to do?
Why did he come to the battlefield, Arjuna? Did he come to the battlefield just to have a darshan of everybody there? Change of mind, yes. But change of mind not due to certain difficulty. We have read in history that Ashoka, Emperor Ashoka had a change of heart. But that was due to deep reflections, not due to difficulties. Are you with me? Then it's a different matter. That is why I keep on saying in my classes, if the student would have been Lord Buddha or Siddhartha, Krishna would have straight away given Upanishads. Simple, one book of Upanishads, chalo, padho, bas. But it is not Siddhartha who is asking here. The fellow who is asking is Arjuna, the context. Therefore, he is saying, for you, Vivek, for you should be adding.
Somebody went to Socrates and asked, should I marry? Should I marry or not? He immediately answered, by all means marry. If you get a good wife, you will be happy. If you get a bad one, you will become a philosopher. So in other words, if a fellow is somebody who is at that level where he doesn't require marriage, he is not going to come and ask this question. The very fact that he is asking question means he requires marriage. If you have woken up, will you ask, have I woken up? I hope not. Right? So when you have woken up, you know you have woken up. When you are beyond marriage, you don't need marriage, you know that. So similarly, Arjuna is not in that level. Again and again I keep repeating, 12 years he got the opportunity to be studying the Upanishads when he was in the forest. What was he doing all the time? He was practicing all these karate steps, right? How to wield the weapons, bow and arrow. He was not spending his time in asking these existential questions, reflecting on those things, isn't it? So, it is a very clear sign that some problem has happened. As a result of which, he is interested. So, if Guru looks into this, he will definitely not admit him in the ashram. You can keep coming and going as a visitor every now and then, which you continue doing. But primarily you go back and serve the world. You will be pushing him more and more into the world. So that is what is good for him or her. So he says, both will lead you. In fact, there is no choice between should I do Karma Yoga or Sannyasa Yoga, Jnana. The choice is only whether I be a Grahastha or a Sannyasi. In fact, there also if you go a little deeply, you do not have a choice to become a Sannyasi till you have come to that height. Because it's one-way traffic, remember that again and again. So it's better to go through this if you have any doubts, to err on the safe side. So Krishna is very clearly pointing out, both will give you that ultimate thing. But remember the thought flow. Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, and liberation, moksha. Jnana Yoga is Karma Sannyas in the context. Predominance of you do not have the tension of what movie is released this Friday. Right? What do I have to do with this? What do I have to do with that? You are not bothered. Rather, when we say you are not bothered, what we mean is your mind is free of those preoccupations.
Your mind is free of those preoccupations. Today, if in your mobile phone you stop getting messages, how would you look at it?
I'll get very worried. Something's wrong with that phone.
If it was somebody who is evolved, we'll say, very good. I can spend that time in reading something, reflecting something, doing meditation. Our thing is, my God, mobile is not working, phone calls are not coming, SMSs are not coming. We need those things. Are you with me? Therefore, we are not ready for that lifestyle of sannyas yet. We need to understand this very clearly. It is not something which everybody and anybody can take up. Before a person is initiated, many times the guru may say no. Sometimes even when the guru says, okay, you seem to be almost ready, but still if you want to think about it, sometimes the students go back and think, yes, yes, I don't want to. Because it's not easy. You are putting yourself into constant scrutiny. Isn't it? You're putting yourself into constant scrutiny by taking up the lifestyle. You are announcing to the world that I am not going to do anything with these things. So if you are found there, you are going to feel guilty from within. You will turn a hypocrite. Or if you are doing it, this constant tension, therefore it is not for you. You should slide into it. So if you take up karma yoga, within bracket, karma phala tyaga, within bracket, grahastha ashrama. In fact, in our tradition, it is said, grahastha is superior to sannyasi. In some context they say this. Why do they say this? Because if you see the four ashrama dharmas, brahmacharya, grahastha, vanaprastha and sannyasi. Brahmachari, vanaprastha and sannyasi lives on bhiksha. The one who supports all these three is grahastha. Being in grahastha ashrama, doing all your work, responsibility you take up, and you are also renouncing the phala and working, that is considered superior. There are some people who arrogantly say sannyas is superior or not. In fact, it's a beautiful doha by Kabir, na? Guru Govinda dono kade kaake lage pa bali hari gur aapne jin govind diyo milaye kabira govind diyo mila. The question is, when I meet my guru and Govinda at the same time, whose feet shall I prostrate to first? Kabir says, I will prostrate to my guru. Because it is through guru that I went to Govinda. So we say, Mata, Pita, Guru, Devam. So, you prostrate, he says, I prostrate to guru first because he only took me to, directed me to divinity within. So, karma yoga is superior from that angle also. Because karma yoga takes you to sannyasa. You may take up sannyasa lifestyle, you may not take up sannyasa lifestyle. But from inside you start becoming a sannyasi only if you follow karma yoga. You may ask, there are few people who are exceptions like Adi Shankara, Vivekananda, who took up sannyas directly, they did not go through grahastha ashrama. Just like exceptions are there for every rule, for this also the exceptions are there. They are exceptionally great. They must have probably, the explanations given in the scripture is, they might have gone through all those things in their previous generations. They didn't need all those things, but that is only exception. That is always an exception. It's not for everybody. If you see the rest of the mass, they go through karma yoga. So you can interpret this from that angle also. From that way, karma yoga is superior, because that is what is taking you to karma sannyasa. See, always remember, the end result is what very many of us are worried about and concerned about all the time. But what is important is the process. The process is superior. Karmani eva adhikara. Isn't it? It is the process. Yet the result will happen as a byproduct. But very often in our mind we are only thinking about the fruit. All the time. The fruit, maturity, the growth is sannyas. The process is karma yoga. The process in your mind should become superior. If you live dharmically, it will give you the yogyata for liberation. So liberation and yogyata is not really of much of concern for us. But we should have the value for the process, which is dharma. Being dharmic, how many of us really have that intrinsic value for dharma? Many of us say, I want to live hygienically. Why? I don't want to get into disease. You always think in terms of fruit. Especially today, many things are all the time talking about focusing on the result. Got to be result oriented. This, that. It is the process. Somebody was telling me, the younger generation today, they are very, very intelligent. But the problem, one major problem according to him, to the younger generation, you may accept, you may not accept, he says, is that what their grandparents or fathers achieved, parents achieved in 50, they want to achieve in 25. There was a certain process that the parents went into. As a result of which, in 50 and 60, they got certain benefits. After having slogged for so many years in business, now they are driving into Mercedes-Benz and all that. But these people, at that age itself, they want to enjoy everything. Otherwise, he says, they are well informed, they have more, they can do things much faster than us, etc., etc. And I find some truth is there in what he says. So that is what he is saying here. The process is karma yoga. Therefore, that should be important for you. If you are so mature, you wouldn't have even come to the battlefield, Arjuna. It wouldn't have really mattered to you. It did not matter to Siddharth what is going to happen to his kingdom after him. You understand what I'm saying? So when a person evolves, he is not going to sit and be concerned about these things. The fact that you are concerned, you're thinking, you're very much at that level, always act in your level. One of the major problems causing stress is not acting according to our level. You put on an act more than your level, then you can't live up to that for long. Then what happens? Stress. Who asked you to go and do this nonsense of showing off? Then you increase the expectations. You increase the benchmark. And you are not able to live up to that. Few days, yes. And there is nobody at home to help you to cook. You cook. And probably sometimes it turned out good also. But if you have to cook every day, it becomes stressful. You understand? when you live beyond your capacity, you put yourself into stress.
Is it feeding your ego?
Yes, ultimately it is what it is. Very often we do this, isn't it? Beyond our means we live at the financial level. Beyond our capacity we act. Beyond our capacity we please the other fellow. Then increase the other fellow's expectations. Then struggle to maintain the relationship. Who asked you to do all these things? Like they say in business, under promise, over deliver is better. Then over promise and under deliver. In your enthusiasm, you are doing all these things, but you are disturbing yourself. So he says, the process is important. And the process is karma yoga. So therefore, Arjuna, karma yoga is superior. Nobody can think of running. Before running, he has to jog. Before jogging, he has to walk. Before walking, he has to stand. Before standing, he has to crawl. When you are in the level of crawling, you are talking about running. People will be laughing at you. World will be laughing at you. So Lord Krishna can't obviously give the advice to Arjuna, best is running. Then if he tries to do that, he will permanently be on the crutches. You have to understand, where am I? It's very important. At what level am I? Without that, if you do, you will be in trouble. Next verse. Niyasya nitya sannyasi, niyasya nitya sannyasi, yo na dveshti na kankshati, netvandvohi mahabaho, sukam bandhat pramuchyate, niyasya nitya sannyasi, yo na dveshti na kankshati, netvandvohi mahabaho, sukam bandhat pramuchyate. He should be known as a perpetual sannyasi, ascetic, who neither hates nor desires, na dveshti na kankshati, for free from the pairs of opposites. Nirvandva. Dvandvas means pairs of opposites. One who has become free from pairs of opposites. O Mahabaho, he is easily set free from bondage. He is saying, who is a sannyasi? Sannyasi is one who has become absolutely free from likes and dislikes, and who has gone beyond the pairs of opposites. It's not measured in terms of how much hair you have on your head or no hair, what clothes you wear, nothing of this. This is only showing some commitment to yourself and to the world. Announcing to the world that I have taken up this lifestyle, so let there be no temptations in that direction. But otherwise, who is the sannyasi? What is the definition of a sannyasi? Yes. Who neither hates nor desires. Will Arjuna fit into this bill? He has desires. Difficulty is there. You should be beyond the pace of opposites. We are always towards profit. Profit is what we like. Sannyasi means one who has gone beyond this phase of